Hello and welcome to Art Pod, the arts and culture podcast for Michigan Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Guerra. As you may have noticed, Art Pod has been missing the last 2 weeks. So to make it up to you, I am bringing you two stories today on this podcast. The first is about a New Yorker named Rob Gorski. He is an emergency room physician, and one day he was on jury duty. He says it was a pretty boring day at jury duty one day, so he picked up his smartphone and started flipping through ads on Craigslist. And lo and behold, he came across an ad for a 91-acre island listed for sale. It's an uninhabited island, and it sits in Lake Superior. Now, at first, he was skeptical, but after talking it over with his brother, both of whom are Michigan natives, they decided to buy the island for less than $150,000. The land, known as Rabbit Island, is about a half-hour boat ride from the Keweenaw Peninsula. Gorski says the plan is to preserve the island as is and only build a small, green cabin where future artists can stay.
We'd like to be able to send an artist, maybe two, out to the island to practice their creative process within an entirely isolated environment. And we think it'd be a very remote experience. It'd be very difficult in some ways, but I think that the end result could be very interesting.
Gorski says he and his brother are open to whatever projects are pitched, whether it's a composer who wants to come out for a couple months and experiment with music, or maybe an artist who's interested in coming out to the island for the entire summer. The plan is to begin building the infrastructure this summer, followed by an artist residency beginning next year. A quintet of musicians has been traveling across Michigan for the past 10 days. They don't have a tour van or a U-Haul stuffed with instruments. Instead, the guys are pedaling their bikes from Holland to Detroit with their instruments in tow, and they're raising money for various charities along the way. The man behind the Joy Box Express tour is Mark Braun, also known as Mr. B. I caught up with Mr. B and his merry band of musicians on their way from Canton to Livonia, Michigan.
I'm Mark Braun, a.k.a. Mr. B. I'm the founder of Mr. B's Joy Box Express. We're a group of cyclists that haul our instruments with us on our cycles across the state of Michigan this year for the third time. And there are actually a fair amount of bands that are doing the same thing right now with mandolins or guitars or flutes and harmonicas, but none of them are taking with them 352-pound piano and a string bass, guitar, a set of drums. It's a pretty spectacular thing. As a group, we're playing blues and jazz, and boogie-woogie. Boogie-woogie comes from the 19-teens and 1920s, and it's a distinctly southern form of music in its inception, so it's usually built over the blues. It's in a blues, usually in a 12-bar blues format, but it's at a faster pace, and it's modeled after the trains, so the trains that carry the guys from one lumber camp to another where they play.
And it gets people moving.
You know it does. I promise it does. We try to partner with groups as we travel through various towns across the state, and we particularly try to work with groups that have kids' interests at heart, providing access to arts or athletic programs. One simple mechanism is we'll just partner with a group in their town to provide a concert for them, very often gratis or for very, very modest fees, and they'll invite people that may be willing to make a gift to their organization. The other way that we do it that is really starting to work quite well is that we have a pledge form that you can find on our website. Let's say that you wanted to ride on one of what we call a group rides with us. We had 7 or 8 of them this year as we crossed the state. You could take this pledge form to all your friends and colleagues and so forth and have them pledge you a certain amount of money to participate with us. It would be a reflection of the effort that you would extend. So on our group ride in Chelsea, we raised $2,900 that day in about an hour ride with 55 people participating.
Joy Box Express is on the move.
It's just about playing music in unexpected places for people, just brightening up a life, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 people at a time instead of 400 or 4,000 or 40,000.
Fast or slow?
Fast.
As fast as you can go. You know, know, just old troubadours traveling around like you might have done on a horse, just very slowly from one area to the next and stopping to play music for people in small settings. If we see someone that's painting a house or sitting on a porch or just walking about and we think that they need to have their day cheered, we'll stop and break down and play them a tune right there on the spot. We've done it dozens of times.
That was Ann Arbor musician Mark Braun, a.k.a. Mr. B. His Joy Box Express Tour rides into Detroit today, July 13th, and they'll be pedaling around town through Friday. That wraps up today's podcast. As always, email me at artpodradio, all one word, at umich.edu. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great week.